Patient name, Lorena, spelled L-O-R-E-N-A, last name Garza, G-A-R-Z-A. Date of birth, 8/10 of 83, date of service, 2/23 of 23. This is a 39-year-old female patient. Here today, complaint of bleeding from the dorsal surface of her left foot. She says this has happened several times over the last 6 or 7 years. She does have varicose veins. How this occurred this time is that she was sitting on the toilet and the top of her left foot was itching. She bent down to itch it, and the next thing you know, she's bleeding from the top of her foot. It did stop by applying pressure and gauze pads. Period, new paragraph. She has not been injured. There's no trauma. Period, new paragraph. She does have a history of varicose veins. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure, 147 over 84, pulse 89, respiration 16, temperature 99, oxygenation 98%, current weight 253, allergies none. Current medication, lisinopril, medical history, hypertension, surgical history, C-section times 4, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Labs today include a CBC with differential. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, obese. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese. Period, new paragraph, examination of that left lower extremities. There is a small scab over what appears to be on top of a where a varicose vein lies underneath. This scab is very small, approximately 1/8 of an inch in diameter. Apparently she was itching that spot and it broke the vein, and she started to bleed from the top of her foot. Now, once again, it was stopped very easily by applying pressure, but she is here for evaluation today. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, varicose veins. Patient will undergo a CBC with differential today, and she will be referred to a vascular specialist for treatment. We will call her with the results. That foot, left foot dorsal surface was bandaged and put into an ACE wrap, and when we did that, there was no bleeding. The patient is understanding of the protocol that we're following. She will find a vascular physician.